underground preacher to the underground church. And today we're going to talk about how to pray. Yeah, how to pray. And if I remember correctly, it's P-R-A-Y. Pay. Wait, what is going on here? Do you hear that? Nah, that was my stomach. Yeah. P-R-A-Y. Pay. You got to pay what you owe. So, if you want to know how to pray, take a pen, a piece of paper, and start writing down. Dear Jesus, I heard the Lord is hiring extra security for your protection. That's a wise move, Jesus, because I'm coming for that spaceship. Wait. I think I'm spacing out here. Wait. Yeah. I'm spacing out. And No, I'm not a space cadet. No, I'm not. I'm a space general. Because, in case you didn't know, I do have a spaceship. Yeah, that's what I baptize my computer with. Spaceship. And since it started crashing and messing up with me, so I'm going to God. I'm like, look, Jesus, I need that spaceship. But now I'm going for the mothership. I need an upgrade. So, yeah, I have a spaceship, and now I'm going for the mothership. But anyways, let's talk about how to pray. And we got to go to the master for that one, which is to go to the Lord's Prayer. You see, Jesus gave us a perfect example, and it is a perfect prayer. And we're going to go through it. It's in Matthew chapter 6, verses 8 to 15. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows that the things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So there is a way, if you pray, God cannot help but to listen to you. To approach God in this prayer is a template. Because Jesus says, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. You're giving him glory. You're approaching God as God. You give him reverence to the God. He's your father, yes, but he's also a king. You don't approach a king talking to him like, hey man, how you doing? No, it doesn't work like that. Even on earth, it doesn't work like that. Even if he's your dad. I mean, yeah, you can be buddy-buddy with him, but there's still some respect that you need to give him. And once you give him the glory, you put him on the throne. Then he say, give us this day our daily bread. You put the request. You praise him. And then you give your request. But at the same time, the way he gave the request was, give us this day our daily bread. It's not like, I don't know how to explain this. It's like he's telling you, be bold when you're talking to your father. He's your father. He loves you. So know that he loves you and come to him boldly. Ask him. You hungry? Tell him you hungry. Don't sit down try to swallow your words and, just go boldly to him. He's your father. He created you. He knows you need these things. Ask him. He loves you. And Jesus also gave us the example. He said, us humans down here, if we know how to to give good things to our children, how much more will God, who's the King, the most loving one, give us good stuff? Give us Holy Spirit when we ask. And Holy Spirit is actually all you need. But that's another topic. But basically what he's saying is, put your request boldly. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. This is a way to come and you ask for, that's redemption. Basically, you ask for forgiveness. Forgive us, because you know, no matter what you do, you're going to sin. You are human. To err is human. So you ask God to forgive you for anything that you have done. Because no matter how you do it, whether consciously or unconsciously, you have offended God. Because God is a holy God. It's safe to just come humbly before God and ask him to forgive you. But not only that he forgives you, but you also exercise to forgive others. Because those, the same manner you forgive others is the same way he's going to forgive you. Because he's a fair God. So you have to learn to forgive. And in return, God will forgive you. He's not doing tick for tat. It's just he wants us to learn grace and mercy. Give grace and mercy. That's God's character. And we have to learn. He wants us to learn from him how he is and be like him. Christ-like. Christian, that's what it's called. Christian, be like Christ. Anyways, so when you come to that point, you remember, if somebody has offended you or you're holding some kind of grudge or something against somebody, you let it go. Forgive the person and ask God to forgive you too. That's how it is. And the last part, which is almost the same as the beginning, for yours is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever, if I'm saying it right. But basically, he's saying, close it with praise. Open it with praise, glory, reverence to God. And close it, acknowledging that he is God. And another way to put yourself in position for God to listen to you is humility and also acknowledging that God is God and letting God be the God that he is. One example that God gave me was, I found myself saying, God, help me. And instead, God said, don't you mean, thank you for helping me? And I was like, I get it. Because when I say, thank you for helping me, I acknowledge that God foreseen the struggle and is already at work to help me before I even realized it. So when I say, thank you for helping me, I'm acknowledging and being grateful that God is God and he loves me enough to be at work already. But instead, when I say, help me, I'm assuming that he didn't know, or he didn't care. So I'm asking him to come in and help. The difference is, when I say, thank you for helping me, I'm acknowledging that he's God. I'm putting him on a throne. You are on a throne. You know, and I thank you for what you already know. And I thank you because you love me enough to be already at work to help me. So I say, thank you for helping me. It's this kind of heart approach that you gotta have when you come in prayer, knowing that he's God and that he loves you and that he's not doing anything against you. Everything is for you. You might not understand it and take it as it's going bad. It might go bad according to your understanding, but according to God's wisdom, this is just working for your good. So just thank him no matter what, because he's God and he loves you and he cares for you. So I think I covered the basics of prayer. So you just put it together like this. Praise him, come with reverence, with humility, praise him, put your request, ask for forgiveness, and forgive others, and then praise him again as you go out in prayer. And watch, try it. I mean, put your prayers in this template, following this template, and you're going to see that God is going to listen to you. I mean, your heart has a lot to do with it too, but this is a beginning. It's a beginning step. So try it, put it in practice, and you will see the difference. And that's what I had to share today. And also, I would like to mention that we have a prayer collection on the website, undergroundpreacher.com. There are different type of prayers, from the sinner's prayers to deliverance from demon, from addiction, from succubus, incubus. They're what they refer to as nighttime spirit. And those spirits are more common than we think. I have a lot of people who ask me for that prayer because they find themselves, it's as simple as finding yourself in a dream, having a relation with a woman for men, and with a man for females. And there is specific spirits for that. And once you find yourself in it, and you wake up, and you're really having relations, and wake up, you're wet, basically. Oh yeah, that spirit is working hard in your life, and that spirit is called succubus and incubus. Succubus for the female, it's like the female version, and incubus for the male version that comes for women, and then succubus, the female demon that comes for men. And the way it works is that spirit comes in and act like a partner, like a spouse to the person. And from that on, anybody who comes to in a relationship with that person, we end up dead, or the relationship will never work. They will leave you alone because that spirit is at work, and that's how that spirit comes and have an alliance with the person through the dreams, by having relations with you in the dream. And I didn't know how common it was until I started having a lot of people, a lot of people coming and asking me for that prayer. And that's when I realized, oh, it's more common, because I was victim of it myself. And God gave me the prayer for it. So I wrote it and I sent it out to people. And I have that same prayer on the website. You can have it. It's you can copy it and print it however you want. So you can go on the website, it's there, undergroundpreacher.com, and it's under prayer collection. And I also have a healing prayer in it. So I hope you enjoy. And I close it for today. Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I'm out.